You're listening to SBS News.
When planes fly faster than the speed of sound, air molecules can't get out of the way fast enough and they begin to pack together. Eventually, they form a wave in front of the aircraft, creating a burst of air pressure. And that sounds like this. That's the sound of an aircraft breaking the sound barrier, a sonic boom. The sonic boom can damage structures and break glass. Because of this, supersonic overland flight's been banned in the United States since the 1970s. That was always a problem for aircraft like the Concorde. It simply wasn't allowed to get any further than the eastern seaboard of the US when flying from Europe. But now, America's FAA is in the process of lifting this ban. In this episode of Weekend One-on-One, William Crossley, the head of aeronautics and astronautics at Purdue University in the US, explains that commercial flights travelling at supersonic speeds could reduce a cross-country flight from 5 hours to just 1 hour, saving people valuable time.
Supersonic flight over land has been banned in the United States since the 1970s because of concerns about the sonic boom. At the simplest level, it's really disturbing to people, and at the highest level, it can damage structures, break glass, etc. And that's the reason why that the FAA banned any flights over land. So the basics of supersonic flight is when an airplane tries to fly faster than the speed of sound. And let me explain that a little bit. When I'm talking, my vocal cords are vibrating. That changes pressure in the air, and that pressure moves from me to the microphone, and it gets picked up as sound. It's a pretty weak pressure disturbance. Now, when an airplane tries to fly faster than the speed of sound, those molecules can't get out of the way fast enough. So they start to pack together, they form a wave. And that wave forms in front of the aircraft. The faster the airplane flies, it more looks like a cone around the airplane. And that immediate change of properties of the air in this sonic wave is what hits the ground, and that's what makes a sonic boom. So that's part of the problem. The other challenge with supersonic flight is that the drag on the airplane goes up as you approach the speed of sound. It gets very, very high. And that's why we used to call it the sound barrier. Just the engines of the airplanes weren't good enough to go faster. Obviously, we've been able to break that. But once you get past the speed of sound, the drag in the airplane is still pretty high, so it takes a lot of energy to keep it going forward.
So what's the FAA proposing?
So what's going to be allowed by the FAA based on the executive order that came out is the FAA has been asked in the next 180 days to figure out how to remove that restriction on overland supersonic flight. Now, the idea is not to allow loud sonic booms to be happening over land all the time. It's actually going to be allowing some new technology that's going to make that sonic boom sounds much more like a sonic thump or a sonic rumble. And these new aircraft designs should make it okay for structures and people to be exposed to an aircraft going supersonic speeds and not have that big boom associated with it. Technology today has gotten much better. It's really started in my mind with the computational folks. They learned how to predict the shape of the sonic boom that was coming off the airplane. And they realized if you did things to the actual shape of the aircraft, you would change how that sonic boom forms, that wave forms and hits the ground. One of the ways to do that is make the aircraft really, really long. Maybe make it have lots of small, weaker waves that don't intersect with each other. And that way, each one of those is like a little rumble. NASA's working on an airplane called the X-59 to actually demonstrate some of those in flight. They're actually going to have a first flight test coming up very shortly. They've done their ground test in July 2025, so hopefully they'll fly pretty soon. They're going to fly that over land and show that the shape of the airplane, when you go supersonic, makes it sound much more like a thump or a rumble than a big bang that we're used to hearing with a sonic boom. So this change in the FAA rules to allow supersonic flight over land can open up for really high-speed transport for people. It's possible to have commercial airplanes. There's a couple companies pursuing commercial aircraft designs right now. One of them has been working for a while. Their model has been, well, we're not going to get rid of the boom. We'll just fly over water supersonically. A couple of the other companies have said, let's use some of these new shapes. Let's fly in a way where the sonic boom hitting the ground isn't very strong or never actually reaches the ground. And that's probably for people who can afford to pay for the extra energy that's needed to go that fast. A lot of people that fly business jets or transatlantic, or maybe even transpacific passengers, are flying because it saves them time. They're using the airplane more for a time machine than they are actually as an airplane. And providing that time to people is really valuable. And so that's going to open up that kind of network for those of us who want to spend the extra money to fly across the ocean, or business travelers or people who need to be across the country in 2 hours or less instead of 4 hours that it takes today, or the 5 hours it takes today.